You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. Question of the day, what is going to happen with Twitter? Media reports have suggested that it's on the block and bidding could start any minute now, really. Potential buyers may include Salesforce.com, which sells online software for sales and marketing. Also, Alphabet's Google or the Walt Disney Company. The Wall Street Journal puts the cost of Twitter at $20 billion plus. So the question is, what for? Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a look.
Twitter may be struggling to add new users at a good clip, but the company still has hundreds of millions of them, and it knows a lot about those users based on their tweets or who they follow.
They're in a position to know what kind of movies that you like, what your hobbies are, whether you're interested in skiing or cooking, for example, and even what your political beliefs are.
That's Josh Burnoff, a social media marketing consultant. He says businesses and advertisers may really be interested in that kind of data to target audiences. Salesforce.com is reportedly Twitter's leading suitor. Jeremiah Aoyang, founder of Crowd Companies, says Salesforce is already making use of Twitter with one of its analytics tools. It helps corporate clients track what's said about them on Twitter so they can respond.
In the future, they could generate even more in-depth reports that could predict what people are going to say and do, and try to get in front of them and influence them.
Other Twitter suitors reportedly include Google and Disney, who might see the chance for greater advertising or content distribution. But some analysts are skeptical that Twitter's assets are really so hot. Trip Chowdhury with Global Equities Research says because people can be anonymous on Twitter, they may misrepresent their interests, or the users might be completely fake.
So the inferences you can make out of the data that Twitter has could lead to false conclusions.
Chowdhury says Twitter is a business in decline with lots of competitors in the social media space. And he thinks if any firm acquires it, it should wait for a fire sale price. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.